We all celebrate the big wins that define success, but those milestone moments are built entirely on self-leadership and consistency, the disciplined daily effort that nobody else can do for you. You have the strategy, you know what needs to happen, but if you're like most people, somewhere between vision and execution, you struggle to maintain momentum. I'm Sheila Slick, and this is where we build it back. Short episodes, real issues, daily systems. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Daily Milestone. I'm Sheila Slick, your host. If you've ever looked at your to-do list for the day and you felt like you needed to clone yourself just to make a dent in it, and you spent more time stressing about everything you need to do than actually doing it, this episode is for you. Today, we're talking about how to function when everything feels urgent and nothing feels manageable. Imagine this. It's Monday morning. You open up your notebook or your task app, and you're staring at it with all of these things, and they all feel important. You have projects with tight deadlines. You have emails that need thoughtful responses. You have administrative tasks that you've been putting off for days, for weeks. And then you have that marketing initiative that you promised yourself that you'd launch this month. Your brain immediately goes into overwhelm mode, perhaps even panic mode. Where do you even start? How do you make meaningful progress on anything when everything is screaming for attention? Well, you either freeze and you do nothing, or do you jump frantically between the tasks, making tiny progress on everything and real progress on nothing? By the end of the day, you may find yourself feeling exhausted, frustrated, and somehow feeling even further behind than when your day started. Does that sound familiar? I'm sure that we've all had one of those days. I know I had one of those weeks a couple months ago where everything hit at once. I had a client that needed a rushed project. My email box had exploded while I had spent a week out because I was attending a conference. I also had proposals that were due. I had networking calls that I had scheduled. And I was backed up on my accounting that I had been meaning to organize since last month. So I had spent my entire Monday morning creating the world's most detailed to-do list. I used 3 different highlighters. I prioritized with estimated time requirements for each task. It was a masterpiece of organization, and it took me like an hour to create. And then it left me feeling even more overwhelmed than before. By the next day, I hadn't completed a single item on that list. I had started on about 15 different things, and I had made partial progress on most of them, but I finished none of them. I felt like I was playing whack-a-mole with my own business. And that's when I remembered a technique I had learned and used where I'd only have to choose 3 things out of that list that if I completed this week would make everything else either easier or less urgent. Just 3 things. And I circled those. Not 7, not 30, 3. It was like all of these thoughts had been removed from my own head, like that chaos was gone. I could suddenly see clearly enough to identify what actually mattered versus what just felt urgent. Here's what happens when you try to tackle everything at once. Your brain, it treats it like a genuine emergency. It triggers your stress response. It floods your system with cortisol, and it puts you in survival mode. But survival mode is designed for running from immediate threats, not for strategic thinking and complex problem solving. When you're overwhelmed, you lose the ability to distinguish between what's actually important and what just feels urgent. Everything gets that same level of emotional intensity, which means nothing gets the level of focused attention that it actually needs. Plus, there's a completion bias to consider. Your brain gets satisfaction from finishing things. When you have 40 incomplete tasks floating around in your head, you're not getting any completion satisfaction, which makes everything feel harder and more stressful than it actually is. And the solution isn't better time management or downloading more productivity apps. It's strategic simplification. What you need is a framework that forces you to choose what matters most when your overwhelmed brain wants to treat everything as equally important. So if you find yourself having one of those days where everything feels like a priority, break it down into three. Three, three, three. Identify three tasks that if completed today would have the biggest impact on your business or life. Revise everything and choose three. Not the three most urgent things, the three most important things. And these should be substantial tasks that required focused attention, and they will create meaningful progress. Then choose three tasks that are important but less complex. Things that need to get done, but they don't require your peak mental energy. And these might be follow-up emails. It may be scheduling tasks. It could just be routine administrative work. And then pick three quick wins. Little tasks that take no more than 15 minutes each, but they've been nagging at you. It could be returning a phone call. It could be sending a quick message. It could be organizing some documents or something else that you've been meaning to order. The magic isn't in the specific numbers. It's in the constraint. When you force yourself to choose only three things at a time from your list of 40, 50, 100 things to do, you end up having to get honest about what actually matters today. So start with one small thing to build momentum. And then tackle your first big thing while your energy is high. When you hit a wall or you lose focus, switch to a medium thing. You need another energy boost? Knock out another small thing. Return to the big things when you feel recharged. The goal isn't to finish all nine things every day. The goal is to make meaningful progress on what matters most instead of scattered progress on everything. And you'll see that your lists tend to get smaller the more that you practice this 3-3-3 rule. So try it out. Take some time to write down everything that's on your mind. Include your to-do list, your mental list, your calendar, your inbox, everything that's demanding your attention. And then force yourself to choose the three big things that would create real impact if completed. And then the three medium things that are important, but less difficult, less complex. And then the three small things that are quick wins. Circle those, highlight them in three different colors, write them down on a separate piece of paper, and then put that overwhelming list aside. You can come back to it tomorrow, but today you're only working from that 3-3-3 list. And start with one small thing to get momentum, and then move to your first big thing. When you complete something, cross it off and notice how that feels compared to making partial progress on everything. And at the end of the day, count how many times you've completed versus how many you usually complete when working from a huge, massive list. You'll probably be surprised by how much more you accomplish when you're focused on fewer things. Remember, overwhelm isn't about having too much to do. It's about trying to hold too many priorities in your mind at once. And although the 3-3-3 rule doesn't eliminate your other tasks, it just helps you focus on what matters most when everything else feels equally urgent. So keep it simple with your 3-3-3, and your overwhelmed brain will thank you.